Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
I'm Nancy Sun with today's episode of Easy News. The TIEX opened down 7.9 points this morning from yesterday's close at 19,921 on turnover of 7.4 billion NT. Shares in Taiwan closed slightly higher on profit-taking Wednesday as investors shifted to the sell side after seeing the main board hit a fresh intraday high of more than 20,100 points. Market sentiment turned cautious due to higher-than-expected U.S. February inflation data, which created more uncertainties about when and how the Federal Reserve will start its rate cut cycle. Search and rescue operations are underway after another Chinese fishing vessel capsized off Jingmen this morning. Media reports say the boat sank 1.1 nautical miles southwest of Dongding Island in Jingmen at around 6 a.m., and the Coast Guard Administration says four of its vessels have been dispatched to the scene. The reports say China has also dispatched helicopters and rescue ships, and at least five crew members were on board, with some news outlets reporting that two have died while two others have been rescued. The Coast Guard has also reportedly notified local fishing associations to call nearby commercial and fishing boats to join in rescue efforts. The Ministry of National Defense says it has also instructed the Air Force, Navy, and Jingmen Defense Command to continue monitoring the situation. In international news, North Korea says leader Kim Jong-un has joined his troops in training to operate newly developed battle tanks and called for bigger efforts to prepare for war. The North's tank training was seen as a response to the annual 11-day South Korean-U.S. military drills that are to end later today. The North's official Korean Central News Agency says the training happened on Wednesday to inspect tankmen's combat capabilities and involved the new type main battle tank. It says Kim mounted one of the new type tanks and drove it himself. Japanese officials say the U.S. and Japanese militaries will resume flights of Osprey aircraft in Japan after completing necessary maintenance and training following a fatal crash last November. Japan's defense ministry says the two countries have discussed the resumption of Osprey flights in Japan since the U.S. announced last Friday that the aircraft have been approved to return to service after an unprecedented part failure led to the deaths of eight U.S. service members in the crash in Japan. The entire U.S. Osprey fleet was grounded on December 6th, a week after that crash, while Japan's military also grounded all of its 14 Ospreys. Japan's defense ministry says that each of the U.S. forces will have separate return-to-flight schedules, but the Osprey flights will be limited to areas around their bases for the time being. And Donald Trump is expected to attend a hearing today in the federal case over his handling of classified documents after leaving office. The former president's lawyers are seeking to have the criminal charges dismissed ahead of a trial. Ira Spitzer reports.
In a court filing earlier this week, Donald Trump's lawyers indicated that the former president and his two co-defendants will attend the hearing in Fort Pierce, Florida. Trump's legal team is expected to argue that the case should be thrown out, on the grounds that the Presidential Records Act would allow the classified documents to be transformed into personal records. Special Counsel Jack Smith has urged the judge in the Florida case to reject those claims. The case is one of four ongoing criminal cases against Trump as he seeks to return to the White House.
That was Ira Spitzer. And that was the ICRT News. Check in again tomorrow for our simplified version of the news, uploaded every day in the afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm Nancy Sun.
Hey there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. If you'd like to hear more from ICRT, you can check out our other podcasts. We've got Taiwan Talk, where we chat with a new guest every Monday, Taiwan This Week, a roundup of the news in Taiwan every Friday, and English in the News, for useful English expressions explained in Chinese. For some lighter news in both English and Chinese, check out News Bites and News for Kids. And if you enjoy them, tell a friend. Thanks for listening.